So everybody always wonder, like, big bro, what you mean when you say constantly co-creating your reality? Like, what do you mean when you say we constantly co-creating our reality? Well, I'm about to explain to you what that really means. Once upon a time, like, I didn't know that I was creating my reality, you know? I had no idea, like, when I was younger. You know, like in my teens and my early adult years, you know, I had no idea that I was creating my own reality. And so it's not until, like, when you just decide you want to change your life, when you find out that you are the one that's creating your reality. See, the thing is, here's the thing about a lot of people. See, a lot of people don't want to take responsibility for their life. And they are, you know, comfortable with depending on people. You know, a lot of people are comfortable with blaming things on other people. You know, a lot of people are blaming on they mama, they daddy. They'll hold on to that shit for however long they hold on to it. You know, they'll some people blame it on their teachers. Oh, man, the teachers... she didn't like me, this and that. Like, and they'll hold on to this stuff for years, man. A lot of people will never realize that they co-creating their own reality, because they would rather sit around and blame people for why they don't have the things that they have. So, like I said, it wasn't until when I started to, like, want to change my life, you know. And it's like the more I begin to educate myself on how to do that, how to change my life, the more everything was pointing back to myself, you know, because I used to blame people for things too, you know. I used to say it ain't no good girls out here, and you know, I had every excuse in the book as to why my life was horrible and why I didn't have the things that I wanted to have. So, like I said, when I started to want to change bad enough, like really, really bad, I'm talking about, like, man, it was so bad for me, man. I remember days I was, like, on the floor, banging the floor, pulling up the carpet, punching walls. Like, that's how bad I wanted my situation to change. But nobody didn't know that because it was behind closed doors. But that's how bad I was, like, praying to God that, man, I want to change, man. I want to do something big. I want to do something good, man. Like, give me a purpose. Give me a vision. Anything, man. Anything to get out of this shit. You know what I mean? Because I ain't want to end up like my daddy. I ain't want to end up like my mama. I ain't want to end up like nobody in my family. I wanted to be my own unique self. And so, like I said, the more I began to read books and, like I said, the books and the education and knowledge began to point back to myself. Like, it'll point back to you. So what I had to do was I had to change everything that I used to think about myself. I had to change everything. And like I said, that's why a lot of people don't go nowhere in today's society. It's because they, rather than thinking that they should change anything with themselves, they think everybody else should change. And that's going to bring them ultimate fulfillment of happiness or riches, or, you know, they think that if you do them a favor, then they're going to be good. They ain't going to never be good. They're going to be back in the same cycle over and over and over again because they failed to change themselves. And so, you know, co-creating your own reality, once you stop putting the blame on the world outside of you for your circumstances, then you begin to actually tap into who God really is. Like, a lot of people don't even really know who God is. You know what I mean? Like, they just say this, and they say, I'm praying to God for this, and God gonna bless me with that. And, you know, they quote scriptures and, you know, play holier than thou. And, you know, they make you think that, you know, they doing right by God. But a lot of people don't know who God is, though. They don't know who God is. And it's funny because it be the same people that claim they godly and they claim they all, you know, fit for the Lord and all this. Them the same people that be angry. It be the same people that be talking about you behind your back. It'd be the same people who don't support you. They don't support your vision. They don't support your dream, your goals. They never told you that you are great and one day you're going to be somebody. They never told you that, did they? You know why they can't? You know why they can't say that to you? Because that ain't how they feel about themselves. See, folks, when you don't know how to co-create your own reality and you're an unhappy person, you're really like unhappy with yourself and the world around you. How can you ever tell somebody that they are great? It's just like people that's looking for love, and you know, just say a girl, she's looking for love, she's looking for a dream husband. She's looking for somebody to, you know, love her and help her take care of the kids and be a good father figure, be a good hubby. Same thing, vice versa with a man. But behind closed doors, she don't like herself. Behind closed doors, she blame her exes for her situation and why she got to take care of the kids. You know, behind closed doors, she hates other women. You know what I mean? Like, she hates other women because they look better than her. You know, behind closed doors, she thinks that everything outside of her is the reason why she's not thriving in life. You know what I mean? But yet she's still trying to find a man to fit her standards. She's never going to fit a man to love her because she don't love herself. Folks, like, when you get to a point on your journey to where you start to co-create your own reality, like, man, you begin to just change your whole entire way of thinking. Because you got to think, growing up, people just taught you enough just to get over the hump, just to get by. Like your teachers, your math teacher, you know, your mom, your siblings, your auntie, your granny. They only just taught you a little fragment of who you really are. They just taught you what they know, basically. You know what I mean? They just teach you everything that has worked for them. But who's to say that what has worked for them is supposed to work for you? You know what I mean? So you took on these beliefs of everybody around you growing up. You took on these beliefs of everybody around you. And nobody ever told you to believe in yourself. Nobody ever told you you can have what you want. You can be who you want to be. You can go where you want to go. No, they never told you that. They told you, oh, stay here. This is what I did with my life. Paint this. I was a painter and I'm a good painter too. You know, you shouldn't say this. These are not the words to say. Shut up. Don't talk. Be quiet and just don't even say nothing. It's best to keep quiet. You know, all these beliefs that others taught you or you might have seen on movies growing up, TV, none of that was you. And so that's why a lot of people grow angry and they're not co-creating their own reality because they're listening to thoughts in their mind that's not them. You know, they're still holding on to other people's belief about them and they never found out that they can believe in themselves. So they don't never understand the concept of co-creating because they're holding on to baggage that doesn't work for them anymore. You know what I mean? And so I realized I was doing it like for a long time and I just started to go against the grain. I started to go against the grain. Like, hold on, man. Okay, God want me to have this and have that. But what they taught me and what I'm doing, it's not getting that. You know, I want to be able to donate to charities and stuff like the rich folk do whose furniture I was picking up when I was moving furniture. I wanted to be able to have a nice house, you know, with three cars outside, like the well-off people. You know, I want to be able to ride around in my car without having to worry about when I'm going to get some more gas money. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's not God. That's not what the Lord wants me to be living like. The Lord doesn't want me to be living like walking around on eggshells, afraid to be who I am. And so, like I said, I just really figured out that everything that I knew was kind of backwards. You know, it was just backwards. And so once I started to believe in myself and change the way I think and change my behavior, change my character towards other people, then I became more tolerant of the other people because I realized that instead of me having to react to what other people are saying to me or talking about me or doing to me, I don't have to do that anymore because I understand that everything that is happening in my life is coming from me. I'm co-creating it because I have a choice whether or not I want to react. I have a choice of what I want to do with my life. And so this is when I came into the concept and I seen it started working. Like when I started doing what I'm telling you, I seen things actually start to shift. Finally, after all that time, I started to actually see God working. And I'm like, well, dang, shit, you mean tell me this is all I got to do is just be positive and focus on my vision and believe in myself? This is it? Wow. Okay. All I got to do is come up with affirmations and say how I am rich or I am going to be successful. I am successful. I am amazing. So it can go into my mind and I can think that on a regular basis. Wow. Then you start to see who God really is. It was you the whole time. But see, nobody ever taught you that. Nobody ever told you that. Everybody only just going to tell you to follow the next man. Follow the leader. Be a sheep. Do what he say. Do what master say do, or you won't get paid. Go get a job. Go get you a job. Work for boss, your master. Yeah, love your job. They give you a paycheck where you only make money. If you get that money, you got to keep working and working and working and working for them till Friday come. That's what y'all want me to be? A worker? Nah, not Trent. The God I serve said I'm supposed to be abundant. Said I'm supposed to be prosperous. Said I'm supposed to have my own companies, my own businesses. Oh, where do that at? And so I came up with the term, you know, star seeds, what we doing, we constantly co-creating our own reality. Because that's what you learn how to do once you realize that you should take responsibility for everything in your life and stop blaming everybody else around you. And that's what I began to do. And did it feel kind of like weird? Hell yeah, it felt weird because it felt like I was going against God. You know what I mean? Like, because I was going against everything that I was taught. You know, I was going against everything that average people don't do. Like, I had stopped reacting to negativity when I grew up to react. You know, I grew up fight back. I grew up if somebody cussed you out, you cuss them out. Like, I grew up like that. You feel me? So, of course, it felt different. It felt awkward. You know, I used to think that being positive was lame. It's for lames. You know, I went to school and I was the quiet guy in school. And I was the lame guy because I didn't understand their philosophies in school, the kids' philosophies in school. Like, they was radio reactive ass kids. They was live wires, like gangsters and goons and shit. And my mama never raised me to be like that. So I couldn't relate to that lifestyle that, you know what I'm saying? My school was like East Side High. You know what I mean? It's kids outside fighting every single day. But I couldn't relate to that shit because, you know, I never was raised to be like that. You feel me? But I was not raised to know that being positive was actually not being lame. You feel me? So, like, I was kind of scared to be nice. I was scared to smile. I used to be scared to talk, you know what I mean? Because it's like, if you be good, if you be like the white folks, if you use all the letters in the word, or if you talk like you have some sense, then you are not hood. Not hood? So I'm not a gangster. I'm not a thug. I'm not somebody that wants to go to prison. I'm not somebody that wants to get locked up. I'm not a thug. I'm not a hood person. I'm not a person that curses a lot and curses and puts spells on other people. I'm not a goon. I'm not about negativity and toxicity. And I'm not hood enough. I'm not devilish enough. Be devilish. Be toxic. Because that's all we know. And if you go against that and you be nice, then you acting like white people, or you acting like a lame, you lame, you lame, you lame, you lame. And that's how people was brainwashed. Like, for real, when I was growing up, brain fucking washed. And it's just not right. It's just not right. And so, like, I started to get used to it, like you probably had did or whatever. Like, I started to get used to being positive. I seen this shit was actually changing my life for the better. I began to get more happy. I began to see blessings flow. I actually got a vision. I got a purpose. And that's what I'm doing now. Talking, coaching, speaking, being funny. You know what I mean? Like, everything that I ever wanted started to come into me because I realized that I was constantly co-creating everything that I was experiencing. Nobody else was. Nobody else is. And so, you know, fast forward. Once you realize that concept and you discover that you are constantly co-creating, you'll begin to get to a point where you start to see that other people are stuck in their own reality. Like, everybody live, even though we all watch the same content sometimes, like we all watch news and movies, we all got a different perspective about it. Let's be honest. I mean, everybody has a different reality. Everybody's reality is not the same as everybody's reality. You know what I mean? Like, even when it comes to black folks, there are some black folks who think that all black folks live in their same reality. That's not true. Some black folks say racism exists. Okay, that's true. If that's what you've experienced, that's true. Because you've seen it with your own two eyes. Some black folks say racism does not exist. That too is true because they have not experienced it, but they probably seen it. But it might not be something that's realistic for them because they haven't experienced it. But that don't mean they don't know that it exists. Who's right? Who's wrong? Nobody's wrong. Once you realize that you are co-creating your own reality, you will see that you always right. You feel me? Because if you believe in yourself, then if you believe in yourself, then who can be against you? Nobody. Can't nobody say, oh man, you didn't see no UFO, man. How the fuck you gonna tell me I ain't see it? You wasn't even there, nigga. You wasn't there. But see, that's the world that we live in. The world we live in, so many people think that everybody experiences what they experience. No, they don't. So once you realize that you're constantly co-creating your own reality, man, like I said, like, you can do anything, man. You can do anything. You can be anybody. You can go anywhere. You can have anything, man, because you realize that it's coming from you. You know, it's coming from you, and it's coming from you only. And so that's how you constantly co-create your own reality, man. It's your big bro, Trent. I hope you got something out of it. Peace.